Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. The rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right where on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, say my foot's on the rock and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes again or where that you may be, just to lift up the name of Jesus. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood are reaching the world for Christ here in the United States. So we just thank God for another opportunity to come back into where that you're at and just to tell you the good news about Jesus. So if you want to call in and be a part of this service with us, why, just go ahead and call in. The number is 347-308-8524. That number is 347-308-8524. So call in and be a part of it with us. We're just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth and just have a great time in God and just see what the Lord would do. We're speaking on the subject of the power of the cross. That's the only way tonight or any other time is just the power of the cross. We've got a caller in here, 573. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Evangelist Miller, and I'm calling you from Fairdealing, Missouri.
Praise the Lord. Glad to have you there, Brother Miller, be a part of this with us there tonight, just to lift up the name of Jesus and just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth and just tell the people about the cross. You know, that's what it's all about, is just the cross. Without the cross, there wouldn't be no way for a plan of salvation. And I thank God that Jesus made that way for us. Praise the Lord.
It's good to be in the house of God. It's good to know that we have a Savior, that we have found a way to be able to have hope in a dying and lost world, isn't it?
Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to give a prayer request at this time and go to the Lord in prayer and pray over them. And, of course, we'll pray over them again probably before the service is over with. But I want to ask Sister Betty to make the announcements of the prayer requests.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio. And I would like everyone to remember Elizabeth. She's needing a miracle in her body. She weighs 60 pounds, and she had a pacemaker put in this morning, so remember her. The Millers are in need of they have a need. God knows what it's all about, so remember that. Claude and Edith Wakefield need a healing in their bodies. The Copeland family and the Killian family have lost their loved ones this week, so remember them, that God will comfort them. And remember Robert North, that needs to be delivered from alcohol and needs to be saved. And let's remember all the unsaved, because time is running out and we need to lift these people up. My brother-in-law Clarence needs a healing from cancer, and we know that Jesus is the healer. Camp meeting is coming up in Loudoun, Tennessee, August the 6th through the 9th. So pray for all that attend, that God will move to them in a mighty way. Let's all go to the Lord in prayer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, as we come before you right now, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time, this opportunity, Father, just to Lift up your name, God, before this lost and dying world. Father, we ask you, God, that you will save and sanctify and fill with the Holy Ghost. God, just touch them, God, that's out there listening. Father, Lord, we know that there's many people out there in the night listening, God, that need a touch. And Lord, you know, God, their needs. And Father, we just ask you, God, that you would just touch them, save, sanctify, and fill with the Holy Ghost. And God, the prayer requests that were turned in here tonight, Father, we just ask you, Lord, that you just move upon the behalf of each one of them, God, that you will deal with them in your own way. Father, that you will speak, God. If you will speak the word, Lord, and it'll happen, Father, we know that. We believe that, God, that you have all power tonight in heaven and earth. And Father, we're just asking, God, that glory, hallelujah. Father, that you just touch them, God. And we give you the praise and the glory and honor, Father, in Jesus' holy name. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in this service tonight. We praise you, God, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Brother Miller?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I want to read a verse here tonight, start us out here with Romans 1 and verse 16. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greeks." You know, tonight we're starting the subject on the power of the cross. You know, I've been studying today and meditating and thanking God for the power of the cross. You know, praise the Lord. I feel His heavy anointing here tonight. Praise God. You know, we just think about the power of the cross. You know, every need, everything that we have, you know, God has got that power through that cross that we can have. You know, I was thinking today how that the power of the cross, our deliverance today for habits and drugs and everything, you know, that's not of God, there's a deliverance. It all comes from the cross. You know, if we just look to the cross and fasten our eyes up on Jesus and know that beyond every shadow of a doubt that that He has the answer to our needs, God is wanting to give it to us, and it all comes through the cross. I was just thinking today, you know, and praying, and I was thinking, God, through that cross that Jesus died on there, He has the answer to everything, and He has the power to everything. God said, "I give power into His hands." You know, He give all power into Jesus. And, you know, by Him having all power through the cross, by Him dying on the cross, He give us that power too. And I thank God that we have power tonight through salvation and through that cross that we've got power over everything that's not like and unto God. You know, I tell you, that's what it's all about, is just realizing that through that cross there's power. And any kind of a power that you need that's of God, it comes through the cross. And I praise God for that tonight. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother. Praise God.
You know, I think it's just a desire that comes in our heart when we believe and trust God by faith. I think that if we have faith as a mustard seed, I think the desire will come into our heart and give us strength to take us through.
Yes.
I see right now, brother, in these hours that we're living in, and I'm going to say we're right in the middle of Revelation, but the hours that we're living in this day and hour are the people, God's people.
Yes.
I'm not talking about the children of darkness. I'm talking about the children of light. They are oppressed on every side, but they're not forsaken. You know, the Bible says, you know, that we'll go through these things. We're pushed down, but not forgotten. And God hears, and God knows, and God sees His children and His people. But the hour that we're living in, we're going to be tested. We're going to be tried as fire. The Bible tells us these things. And if you look at God's children right now, every way around, everybody you talk to, they're having marital problems. They're having financial problems. They're having money problems that exceeds our understanding. But it don't matter. I mean, the wicked, if you look around, is being showed more with our eyesight now. You can see darkness and you can see light. It's never been separated so plainly until now. I mean, we've always been able to detect the darkness and the light, but not in the mannerism that we're seeing it now. I'm acute to the abilities that God has given me as a believer to be able to go out, you know, into the highway and hedges. And when I'm ministering or when I'm speaking and trying to be a light, I notice that the wicked are prospering. The wicked are having their party and doing their thing now. But I see all of God's children, a lot of God's children being pressed down, bound, come against in every manner. It don't matter. Any little simple test seems like nowadays God's people has to push through in battle to make it. And I've been reading in the Bible here, and it talks about everything that I'm sharing with you tonight. And I see things in a different light right now. I'm talking about things like when the disciples were in the earth, they didn't have the keys that we've got. Amen. I mean, they did not have the tools that are at our hands. I mean, I like air conditioning. I don't know about y'all, but I like air conditioning. Back then, they didn't know what air conditioning was. Just in that aspect. But I'm talking about when Jesus walked the earth, he took and he set them down and he fed them. And he come and dined with them there, and John tells it about it a little bit. If you get over in the last part of John, over in chapter 21, he'll talk about, you know, feeding his sheep. But he asked Simon, the son of Jonah, a question. He said, "Lovest thou me?" And he did that two or three times. And finally, you know, Peter just got up and told him, said, "Lord, you know I love you."
Yes, he did.
But he asked him, he said, "Feed my sheep."
Yes.
Every time, feed my lambs.
Yes.
Every time. And invariably, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walked whither thou wouldest. But when thou wast be old, thou shalt be stricken forth thy hands, and others shall girt thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." And I feel like that God's people in this hour are going to start being led sort of in the direction that Peter was led to in his hour. I'm talking about that the hour is creeping up on to the end time. We're coming into the final stages of glory. We're coming into the final stages of being able to see God manifest himself right before our very eyes.
Yes.
We are standing at the threshold of going into everlasting, eternal life. So I'm saying that God is getting his people ready, anointed, hearing his voice, walking by faith and by the authority in this hour.
Yes.
So I'm talking to some people. I'm talking to many people tonight. If you've been pressed down, if your work's come against you, if your health has failed, if your money's run out, I'm talking to you. I'm
yes.
trying to tell you that this ain't going to happen this by accident. There's a purpose and there's a reason why we're walking and going through these circumstances, and that's if you'll look and you'll notice the behavior of the Bible and the behavior of God's people. When he got their most attention, when he got their whole heart, is when they were busted, broke, down, where they couldn't move, they everything was shut down. But when they got down on their knees, when there was no other way, when they couldn't go to the left, when they couldn't go to the right, when they was down on their knees, all they could do was look up. That's when God come into them, and he started talking to them, and he started ministering to them. He started showing his plan. He started showing them his desire, and he created a new heart in them. And as they got the new heart, sort of like Saul, that come Paul on the road to Damascus. You know, he persecuted God's people, but when he got into a position, when he was broke, when he was blinded, when he had scales, when everything was pushed down, then God come in and started telling him things that he wanted him to do, and he had a renewing of the heart. He gave him a new thirst. He gave him a taste of the Holy Ghost. He
yes.
gave him the plan of salvation. And as this materialized and as this come forth, God is bringing his people right now. It ain't no different.
when when it was back then and it is now. God is getting his people into a position to where he can start speaking to their heart and start showing them their path. My pathway ain't your pathway. Your pathway ain't somebody else's pathway. God has got each and every individual's pathway laid out and marked and designated and designed, especially for you. And as you go forth, when you get plumb out of the picture, when you quit fighting, when you quit kicking against the prick, when you come into position, when you line up, God's going to get a hold of you, and he's going to show you who he is. And when he shows you who he is, money ain't going to matter no more. Your health ain't going to matter no more, because he's going to take care of it. And as he takes care of it, it may not be in your way. It may not what you desire. But as you walk forth in it, you'll get strength. You'll get boldness. You'll get the authority. And you'll be able to walk in places that you never dreamed of, you never thought of. Because why? It's not you walking no more. It's Jesus walking. It's Jesus talking. You're a tool in his hand. Your tongue is his mouthpiece. And as you go forth and laying hands on the sick and on the afflicted and bringing them into his glory, you create an atmosphere that signs, miracles, and wonders can follow, so Jesus can be glorified and for him to minister to the people that have been crying, Abba, Father, for years. Can you say amen? Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother, we've got a call in there, I believe. Maybe they've not. Praise the Lord.
Lord, praise the Lord. God's so good. I tell you, I see so many people that have a desire to serve God, but because of the battle being so strong and because of the battle consuming their mind and the condition, it's almost overwhelming for them. I can hear them saying, I can't take no more. I don't know what to do. I can't walk any harder. I can't walk any softer. I can't walk any faster. I can't do this. I can't do that. I've went as far as I can. And I'm hearing people all over the world saying, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I want to give up. I want it to end. Well, let me tell you, hang on just a little longer. Hang on just a little bit longer. God's got your back. God knows where you're at. Don't you give up. Let me encourage you tonight. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you. He said he would always be with you, even to the end. But I want to speak a word in due season. Are you ready for a word tonight? I've got a word from you right off the throne room. I've got a word for you. God said heaven and earth will pass away. Are you ready for this? He said heaven and earth will pass away. But my word, he said my word. It ain't my word. It ain't your word. It's God's word. He said my word will abide forever. In other words, everything around you is going to be destroyed. Every rock's going to be moved out of position. Everything's going to be taken out of place. But he said, even though the earth is going to pass away, even everything's going to be destroyed around you, the word is going to live forever. Now, let me tell you, if you're walking in the Holy Ghost, if you're walking by the Spirit of God, and you've consumed and you've eaten from the Master's table, and the word is in you, it's coming out of you like rivers of living water. As you feed and as you taste and as you hunger and as you keep chasing the Word of God and his authority and his anointing and his power, as the word comes up out of you like rivers of living water. Can I just tell you that when heaven and earth passes away, where's that word going to live? Can I say this one more time? If the word's in you, you'll never die. Your body may go to the dirt, but that word that's in you is going to be in your spirit forevermore. That's why it's important to read the word, study the word, and walk in the word, and let the anointing come forth. I want to tell you that if you feed off the Master's table, you can't go wrong, because that word will live in you for eternity. It says heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will live forever. Well, if you've got the word inside of you and you're a living word, what does that mean? You have life. You have life in the kingdom of heaven. See, you know, when you go into kingdom of heaven, you know, you're not going to be worried about what you've been through right now. You're not going to be worried about the battle, because God tells us that it'll all be washed away.
Amen.
All things become new. But I'm telling you tonight, it would be awful wonderful to be able to walk into glory, to be able to walk into eternity fully battled, fully geared, fully anointed with the word speaking to your destiny all and every step of the way. I wish I could make it more clear. I wish I could present it in a manner to where everybody understood exactly what I'm saying to you tonight. But I'm trying to give you a word in due season. I'm trying to give you hope. I'm trying to tell you that just because you're tired, just because I'm tired, just because we're weary, that don't mean we can give up. Oh, weary soldier, you got to lift up your head. This is the hour of battle. If you can't walk with the footman, how can you run with the horseman? Can you say amen? Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. You know, brother, I was sitting here looking at the scripture of what you was ministering at. Right here, Philippians 2 and starting in verse 6 and going through 9. But you know, right here it says, in verse 2 and 6, it says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. You know, God's wanting us to be equal with Him. And you know, and goes on, it says, but made Himself of no reputation and take upon Him the form of a Savior and was made in a form of a servant, I'm sorry about that, and was made in the likeness of man, and being formed and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient of the cross, and obedient unto death. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even the death of the cross, when we're found, wherefore, praise God, wherefore God also had highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name. You know, just thinking there, you know, God wants us equal with Him. And what we've got to do is just study His Word and pray and seek God. You know, as you were speaking there about how people would be, their health would go down or the money go down and all that, but God has it all. If we just only look to God and get our eyes off the circumstances and say, God, You are the one that's got it, and You're the one that owns it, and praise God, we can have whatever that God wants us to have. We just trust Him. We got to call in 573. Tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Well, greetings, Brother Yearwood. This is Sister Cheryl Miller.
Praise the Lord.
Here tonight at home with my husband.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
He paid a debt for me, a debt He did not owe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A debt I could never pay. He paid it on the cross, the supreme sacrifice. Hallelujah. And He cried out, it was finished. It was finished.
Yes, He did.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The law was perfect, but man was imperfect through the fall of sin. We needed grace.
Yes, we did.
Hallelujah. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father sent His only begotten Son with that grace. We can't measure it. It's like a vast ocean. We can't find the height, the depth, how far it goes. It is an eternal, immeasurable thing, this grace of the cross of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. You know, looking here into John 19 and verse 17, there it said, And he being, praise the Lord, hallelujah, my reading tonight, the devil was trying to mess with it real bad. And he being, praise the Lord, praise God.
Glory to God.
And he bearing his cross was for unto a place called the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrews Golgotha. I can't even pronounce that word. But anyway, you know, thank God that he wasn't ashamed of the cross, and he done that, and he went to the cross every bit for us, that we could have the power through the cross by going to him. You know, and I praise God tonight that we could, the only way, I was telling somebody today, you know, a man was talking, and I told him, I said, there ain't but one way, and that's through the cross. I said, you know, it's bad that a man would live here on this earth. He was talking about how bad things were. I said, it's bad to live here on this earth in hell and die and go to hell. I said, man don't have to do that. I said, he can go to the Lord. And I said, God forgives him of his sins. And I said, he can have life and have it more abundant. And he said, yeah, you're right. And I know the man's a sinner, man, but I left a thought with him. You know, that's the main important thing tonight, that we need to leave thoughts with people, even though we know that they're not where they ought to be with God. But we can speak a word, and God can use that word to deal with them, bring things to their remembrance, to make them think that they need to spend eternity with him. And I praise God tonight that we can do that by going through the power of the cross. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead, one of you. There's nobody in the Lord.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Yes, it is.
And you, in Masata Bahaya, you know, people may not think as they go from day to day in their activities and living on this earth life that they're paying any wages when they're unsaved or they're backslidden. But you are my brother. You are my sister. You'll pay the wages of sin. Sin has, the word of God says, pleasure for a season.
Yes, amen.
But when that season is up, Satan will leave you in a ditch with no help.
Amen.
But God did not leave us that way.
No, he didn't.
He made a way, hallelujah, from the beginning. And that way is the cross of Jesus Christ and his shed blood. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you.
Well, you know, I hear the Lord telling me to share with the people. He just wants people to know who he is.
Yes,
and just, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about coming into his glory. I mean, there's a lot of people that's walking in the earth right now claiming to know Jesus when they don't. They're going to church because grandma goes. They're going to church because their mom or dad goes. They're going to church because brother or sister goes, but they're not going there to have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. They're going there to look good for the public, to look good in the community. They're going there to get their ears tickled, maybe.
Yes.
I see it all over the land. And it's time to let the people know you ain't going to fool God. You might fool the people. You might try to fool yourself. But you ain't going to fool God. God sees right through you. He made you. He created you. And he's given you a choice today to live clean and holy, or live dirty and wicked.
Yes, amen.
There ain't no in between. You're either a child of the devil or you're a child of God. There ain't no in between. I mean, I'm right here to tell you. Let me just read you a scripture. I right here in Luke chapter 12, if you go over to about the third verse right there, it says, therefore, whatever ye shall speak in darkness shall be heard in the light.
Amen.
And that which ye have spoken in the ear in the closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetop.
Yes.
And I say unto you, my friends, he calls us friends,
yes,
be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more than they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. The lake of fire is real, people.
Yes,
are not five sparrows sold for two farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. God knows every one of your hairs on your head. He knows every tear that falls on the ground that you shed. God's got a grip on your life. He created you. He designed you. He made you. And he's giving you a choice. He loves you so much that he's giving you a choice whether to live in darkness or to live in light and to spread the truth about the gospel. You don't have to be of the devil. You can be a child of God. And if you are a child of God, you know what I'm telling you is truth. I'm speaking truth right now.
Yes,
we're bearing witness. We're brothers. We're sisters.
Yes,
but it says, but even the very head, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are not of more value than many sparrows. Also I say unto you, whomsoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. This ain't me talking. This is the word God gives us. And I want to add something to that. Man did write the book. I've heard all this all my life. Well, man wrote the book. Who wrote that Bible? A man wrote that Bible. No, God wrote that Bible. You need to get in the Spirit of God. You're out of order. When you say that, you're out of order and you sound like a heathen.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you right now that God comes in the form of light. And when you serve God and when you're filled with the Holy Ghost and when you're anointed and when you speak by the authority and by the unction of the Holy Ghost, it ain't you no more. It's the Spirit of God that's speaking. And because you lack discernment, because you don't have knowledge, because you ain't willing to do right, you're willing to murmur, complain, and walk in darkness, you can't receive what God's got for you. Shame on you. You need to get right with God. You need to get your life in order. I'm talking to somebody tonight. I don't like being hard on people. I'm of love. I'm of Jesus Christ. But tonight, it's real, and God is fed up with these people playing church. So you got 2,000-3,000 members in your church. So what? If it ain't right, you better get it right, because what I'm telling you right here is real. And I'm telling you that the book was wrote and inspired by the Spirit of God. Every one of them men paid a price for the words that God gave them to write and the words that God gave them for us to live and eat on our whole eternity, our whole time we're breathing air. These men that we're talking about right now put down their life, laid down their life by the Spirit of God. It ain't no different than when Paul, this was Saul, took and seeked out Christians to kill him because he was of the devil. He seeked them and he killed them. He stoned, he had Stephen stoned on the steps, did he not? Well, I'm telling somebody right now, he didn't have the right spirit in him. But it didn't take long because he was seeking, he was kicking against the prick of Jesus. Jesus had enough of it, and on the road to Damascus, he brought him down and he showed him.
Yes.
No, he didn't kill him. He didn't kill him. He could have killed him, but he loved him.
Yes.
Even though the man killed our brothers out on the battlefield, God still loved that man enough to pick him up and send him and send one of our brothers in there to lay hands on him so he could receive his eyesight.
Amen.
Now, that's powerful. So any man, any human, anybody saying that the Bible's not real and it's not part of God, you're deceived. You're deceived. You have no fruit, you have no strength, and you know have no authority, and you lack discernment. And I could say a lot of other things, but I'll be nice and be in love tonight. But I'm telling you right now, this book right here, and I want everybody to understand, I don't care whether you believe me or not. God knows. God sees. God hears. And every disciple that went forth heard the voice of God and was acting on everything he gave them. It was a command.
Yes.
And he wrote it. They wrote it.
excuse me, and as he wrote it, it gave us hope, it gave us life, it gave us authority, and I get excited when I can see it, because when I read the Word, the Spirit of God comes alive in me.
Yes,
amen. The anointing comes forth, and I feel the move of God so much so other things take place, but I'm not going to get into that either.
Praise the Lord.
But I like it when he said, also I say unto thee, whomsoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that deny me before men, shall I deny him before my angels of God.
Amen.
Now, it's going to be a sad day when you have to stand before God and his angels, and he said, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I'm talking about Holy Ghost people. I'm talking about people supposed to be filled with the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And him saying, he ain't talking about people that ain't walking in the authority. He ain't talking about people that ain't baptized in the Holy Ghost. He's talking about the people that proclaim all that. But when he says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, he means it.
Yes, he did.
And I think it's wonderful, because, you know, if you're patty caking and playing house, I don't want to be around you either.
Amen.
But he said, deny me before men, and shall be denied before the angels of God. And whosoever shall speak a word against me, the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven of him.
Yes.
But unto him that blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven.
Amen.
So all these guys going around, or women, whoever, you know, blaspheming, they going to have their day. Their days are coming.
Yes, it is.
Their days are coming. And you know what? I'm sort of like little David. You know, when Goliath come out there cussing and come out there raising Cain and putting his Lord down,
yes,
this little bitty dude, he said, yeah, you come to me with the, a spirit, a sword. I come to you
in the name of the Lord.
And, well, he said, you come to me and with the spirit of sword. Yeah, I guess it was. Yeah, in the name of the Lord. I was saying he had a slingshot in there, but it wasn't.
It
but anyway, he used that slingshot on him. Praise God.
Yes.
That was good. And that's where we're at right now. You got all these here people walking in the earth right now are so full of devils, and that's supposed to be the people we're ministering to. And I hope tonight they're all listening to me, because I'm trying to give you a word that you can get a hold of, that you can eat. I'm trying to give you a word in a due season that you can taste on. People don't have to be wicked.
Amen.
God loves us all equally. That's why he put us all in the field together. That's why when he started talking about all these other things, you know, one man come in at the beginning and another man comes in at the end, they still get the same, they get the same reward, same pay.
Yes, they do.
Because we all belong to the same kingdom. It's because you ain't doing it for the talents, you're not doing it for the money, you're doing it for the love of Jesus. And I love the Lord tonight, but it goes a little further. I'm just about done. Hang on to me just a little bit longer. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven of him. But unto them that blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you unto the synagogue, talk about you. If you're going to serve the Lord, it's going to tell them a time in your life when you're going to be put on the stake, somewhere down through there. And it says, unto the magistrate and unto the power, take ye no thought. Listen to me. When you get in that place, you may be there tonight. You may be right where I'm talking about. And if you are, this is a word. This is a word right here. It says right here, all when they bring you unto the synagogues and unto the magistrate and powers, take ye up no thought how or what things ye shall answer or what ye shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye should say. Praise God. I tell you what, God's going to have his way. God's going to have his word. If you'll walk with God, he'll talk with you. If you'll walk with God, he'll show you. If you ask for God, he'll give you. It may not be the way you want it. It might not be in the time you want it, but God will do it. I gave a word. I was talking to my brother this afternoon, and we were over his place of business. This has been maybe a year ago, and things was going on, and the Lord moved up on me, and I spoke a word, and I just didn't give no thought to it. I really just the Lord come on me. I gave the word and didn't think no more about it. It was God. But he told me today, he said, that very word you spoke, the very thing you talked about come to life, come to pass. Another man was standing there, heard the word. They didn't receive it, but they never forgot it. I don't know if they received it. They might have received it, but they never said nothing about it.
Amen.
But today I got word, brother, today I got word that what I spoke came to pass and what happened took place. And he said he heard it in his ear and he never forgot it. And he said that was a fresh word from heaven. And I, you know, that's what people are needing right now. They're needing fresh manna. They're needing a word that will come to life. They're tired of the things that's not being materialized around. You read the word. Well, let me tell you, God's got his own timing. He's got his own place for everyone's destiny and everyone's life. And if we can just hold on, stay in the word, feast in the word, get strong in the word, and stand firm, and don't faint. If you don't faint, he'll bring it forth. He'll bring it forth. Praise God. I love the Lord tonight, and I thank God for his life. I thank God that he had mercy. I thank God that he had grace. And we're dealing with issues in this hour that people are going to have to get stronger. We got a bunch of people that are so timid that they can't carry the cross. They can't walk with the Lord. They're not strong enough.
Right.
And the ones that are strong enough are going to have to hold them up, put their arm around them, walk with them till they get enough nourishment, till they get enough strength. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We're supposed to do this. God commands us to do this, and I'm not seeing this. I'm calling everyone that's in the sound of my voice that knows what I'm talking about, that knows the Spirit of God, that loves Jesus and walking in his authority. I'm calling everyone to bond and join with us. This is the battle of the hour. And God may come tonight. He may come in the next 10 minutes. He may come in 10 years. We don't know. But I can tell you the signs that follows. I can tell you what the Bible says. And I can tell you about where we're at. You better hang on. Because you think we're in a depression right now? Honey, you ain't seen nothing yet. You better get a hold of something that you can stand strong with and not faint. Because
Amen.
These people that ain't strong, brother, they'll faint. They'll go by the wayside. You've got to get a hold of Jesus. Praise God.
Amen. Right here is a scripture that comes to my mind. Brother, what you're ministering there is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. You know, we're living in a time now that we're needing our land healed. And the only way that we're going to do it, that is to quit being sissy. Like, it's time that we start coming out from amongst the world and being
Yes.
a separate people. You know, there's
Glory.
Many people today is saying that I'm a Christian. But as you were saying there a while ago, you don't see the fruits from it. You know, they want to run everything down. They want to talk about everything. They'll use God's name in vain. But yet, you start talking to them, I'm a praying, I'm a Christian, I'm this and I'm that. But as the fruits, you know, the Bible said that a corrupt tree could not bring forth good fruit, neither would good tree bring forth a corrupt fruit, or neither a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. You know, we're only going to bring forth what we've got in our heart. You know, I tell you, the word said, out of the heart,
yes,
the mouth speaketh.
Blah, 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 blah.
Out of the abundance of your stomach,
mm-hmm.
and out of your heart, you know, whatever you've got in your heart, that's what's going to come out in the open. And there's too many people today are trying to walk in the darkness and walk in light, too. And the word said that you couldn't have fellowship with darkness and light, too.
Right.
You're either one or the other.
Amen.
And I thank God that people, the true born-again believers, are coming out from the world and not being a part of the world. It's time that we take authority and stand on the authority of God's word and do what he told us to do. You know, and another thing I was thinking there a while ago whenever you was speaking, you know, Jesus told Peter, he said, you go down to the river and you take the first fish that come up and open its mouth. He said, there's going to be a piece of silver in there that will pay your taxes and my taxes. And, you know, in other words, he said, I will meet your needs. if you just only trust me. Since Peter trusted him and he went down there and he got that fish and he got what God told him to get. And, you know, I praise God for that. And that's the way that we are tonight. We can do what God tells us to if we be obedient to it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead there. I'm looking for something here. Go ahead and obey the Lord there, one of you.
Hallelujah. You know, Daniel spoke about this hour. The prophet Daniel spoke about this hour that we're in now. He said the wicked would do more wickedly. And we are certainly seeing darkness cover the face of this earth and gross darkness of people. But he said also that there would be those that would be wise. There is an anointing of discernment. I believe what he was speaking about is an anointing of discernment that is coming on those of us that are a part of the end time church, receiving an end time anointing that has the discernment, hallelujah, where we cannot be deceived. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because Daniel declared we would be wise as a firmament. Hallelujah. And I believe that anointing of discernment is coming upon us because of the things that are pressing upon us, the press that we are in. God is allowing us to be purified. Hallelujah. And when we come through that purification process, hallelujah, there's things that we glean. There's things that we learn. It's the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. And it is Samahaya. It is a power. It's a power from God. Hallelujah. Because we know that the scripture declares that in this hour, that if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. And I know it looks like some of the elect that I have been deceived. But I believe God's going to straighten this thing out because the scripture says, if. Hallelujah. Hananamahaya. And I believe he is letting that anointing of discernment come upon the fivefold ministry where we can do what God has called us to do to equip the saints. Hallelujah. Do the greater works of Christ in this hour.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Da-da-da-da-da-mahaya. Hisamamahatadamahaya. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a remnant of saints that want to be equipped. A remnant, hallelujah, of the fivefold ministry that, hallelujah, have positioned themselves through total submission. And their meat has become to do the will of the Father. Hallelujah. Because Sita Mahaya, things are going to wind up just the way God says in his word they're going to wind up. And that means we're going to go up a glorious church. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Right here is a verse, Luke 14 and 27. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. You know, that's what the Lord is wanting people to do, is to take up the cross and follow him. You know, too many people today don't want to take up the cross because they don't want the approach that it will bring up on them. But, you know, thank God, a true born-again believer don't worry about the approach, because we need to suffer for God if we want to do something for him. And I tell you what, it's time that God's people quit worrying about what kind of approach is going to come up on them, but just be obedient to his word and to carry the cross like he wants us to carry it. You know, I tell you what, too many today are likened on the cross.
Amen.
And it's time that we be obedient to Him and do what He says for us to do. Let's take a break right here for a second and let Tim and Tosh sing us. Okay, they've changed it on me. Let Dudley Smith sing a song earlier.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Gone away to prepare for me a place. There a home He builds for me beyond the sky. I'll be ready for that day when my soul shall fly away to that mansion way over on the other side. Where the old reindeer then talking about that holy city, foundations are precious stones. And finally on that day I'll see my Savior face to face. I'm gonna lift my hands and shout around the throne. This world has many pains and miseries to give, but I've a blessed hope waiting for me. When it's all been said and done and my race has been won, I found a glory laid up just for me. Well, the old angel said, talk about heaven when I walk those streets of gold.
Tennessee, Brother Smith will be there August, I believe it's the, well anyway, it's the first Thursday night through Sunday in August, so it's going to be a camp meeting, and we're looking forward for y'all coming, being with us. We always have a great time. The Lord really moved and really blessed, really stirred the hearts of people. It's August the 6th through the 9th, so have two services a day, and God really moves, really blesses on that. So we're going to go back to the Lord in prayer again on them prayer requests that we give our while ago, and just ask God to move up on them and just touch and answer the request. So Brother Miller, do you want to lead us in prayer on them there tonight? Praise God.
Thank you, Lord, that you hear our cries and you hear our our thoughts, and you hear the love in our heart for one another, Lord. And we ask, Father, that you have mercy upon these situations, Lord. You heard all the requests. You heard all the mighty needs. They are great, Lord. You heard the request of loved ones that's gone to be with you. And Lord, the pain, Lord, we ask that you just minister to the pain, Lord. And we, Father, we know that you're going to meet every need because your word says you will. And we thank you for it ahead of time, Lord. But we just lift up holy hands tonight and give you the glory for being God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But, Lord, every request, every need that was laid before you tonight, even the ones that wasn't, I hear people in the background saying, what about me? Remember me. Lift my name up. Lift my need up. I hear this, Lord. And as I hear this, I thank you, Lord, for even going supernaturally out in the airways and hearing all the cries, lifting up the tears, touching the brokenhearted, mending their bodies, Lord, that needs touched, mending their hearts that needs touched, their spirit that needs touched. Lord, I know that you're not a respecter person and that each and every need will be met. I know that it will be met because your word said it will be. By faith, I speak it into existence, and by faith, I seal it with the Holy Ghost, and I give you praise for it tonight. You know, the Bible says no weapon against us shall form, and every tongue that rises up shall be condemned tonight. So every curse, every spirit of wickedness, every ruler of darkness, every principality, ruler of darkness and principality in high places, we right now have the authority to bind it, and we do. We bind it by the Holy Ghost, and we send it back where it comes from, to the pit of hell, bound and cursed at the root, sealed with the Holy Ghost. That way, God has a little bit more liberty. He don't need it because he can get it all if he needs it. But I ask tonight, Lord, that you'll move in a supernatural way amongst your people that have a thirst and have a hunger after righteousness, and bring in your glory, Lord. We live in an hour where they need to see the manifestation of the word come to life before their very eyes. And, Lord, as you do this, Lord, move them in a way to where it can glorify your name. And I thank you for it tonight. We give you praise for it, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for using me. I thank you, Lord, for my tongue. You controlled my tongue to where I could even speak. I don't want to take nothing for granted. We give you praise tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you what, all that we have the need of tonight, brothers and sisters, is in the power of the cross.
Yes.
I thank God tonight that we can go to that cross with every need that we might have, and he's got the power right there at that cross,
yes,
just to deliver us from it. And I praise God tonight that I know that we can go to that cross anytime. It don't matter what time, day or night. We can go to it, and he has the power,
yes, hallelujah,
on that cross just to deliver us from it. And, you know, I thank God. You know, I think we got an email this past week from some lady. I don't think she told her name, but she said she was wanting to look for truth. And, you know, I was thinking this today and thinking, praying about it. You know, the Bible says that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And, you know, if we just go to the cross, we can find the truth in God's word. And I praise the Lord tonight that sister can have the truth.
Yeah.
You know, she said she'd like to talk to people about it. Sometimes she'll just call in and be live with us, and we'll talk and give her an opportunity to worship the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
The truth. You know, that's what it's all about, is just glorifying the Father, making him happy.
God
for that. Praise the Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
That's what happened to Saul.
Praise the Lord.
That's
what happened to Brother Saul. Brother Saul was looking for truth, and he found it.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes, he did.
We're talking about setting the captives free.
Yes.
He came to set the captives free. Whatever holds you captive, he came to set you free from it. Hallelujah. Through the works of the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that blood that he shed,
yes,
he laid it on the mercy seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That blood still speaks. It's still alive. Hallelujah. To cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes, it is.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You receive the truth. Then the process of being set free begins to take root.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that word will not return to the Father void. That word of truth, hallelujah, when it takes root, it will set you on the path of true liberty and freedom. Hallelujah. Glory to God in Christ Jesus.
Praise but God. Our time is up.
Hallelujah.
I praise God for coming on there and obeying the Lord tonight.
Yes.
So,
thank you,
Jesus. We'll say good night and God bless you.
Yes, God bless you.
Be looking for you next week.
Everyone hold your head up high.
Praise the Lord.
Appreciate you, brother and sister Yearwood.
We're the family of Christ. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Appreciate brother Timothy. Good night.
God bless you, and we'll be looking to see you here in a few days at the church camp meeting. We know you're already here in faith. Praise God. So we'll talk to you later. God bless you. We love you. And we'll see you then. Praise the Lord.